Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We are looking at Denise Dirks walking in last second. Denise, you're the. We were just telling people you were the foundation of the show, and you showed up late. Todd and I are. This is no fun. Denise, come on. You are the foundation. Without you, I don't know what we could do without the show. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks, and we have our producer behind the glass in his hermetically sealed room. He's waving at me, Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. Cal Hunter, 855 Law Radio. Call us 855 Law Radio. Cal, in all honesty, we're kind of busy today, but
crazy busy.
Yeah, we'll talk about the callers when they call in, but we've got a lot of things going on today. Today is absolutely crazy. By the way, our affiliates relations manager, Joe Sparra, we love Joe Sparra, just emailed me and said, don't you forget our new affiliate. We got a new affiliate this week. We usually get one, two or three every week. You're going to die. I haven't had time to tell you guys who our new affiliate is.
Oh, do tell.
Do tell?
Do tell, please.
You ready for this?
I am waiting with bated breath.
BB?
Yes.
All right.
Which means his breath smells like worms.
Exactly. Well, hey, you got to have breakfast bated. Somewhere. So.
Click the new affiliate. Ready for this, Cal?
Yeah.
I hope we have WANI News Talk 98.7 FM and 1400 AM. Again, WANI News Talk 98.7 FM and 1400 AM. Ready for where it is?
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Auburn, Alabama.
Nice.
Okay, so here's the question. When Alabama plays in Auburn in football, we have to now root for Auburn. Not that I'm an Alabama. I know a lot of, you know, guys know I represent some NFL players, but I know a lot of Alabama NFL players. So now I'm going to have to represent Auburn because they have picked up our show. And by the way, we have been told Zach Blackberry is the manager there, and he's picked us up. Zach, thank you so much for picking up Radio Law Talk. You will not be disappointed.
Send us some swag, Zach.
I'm going to tell you right now, I got no problem pulling for the Auburn Tigers. Yeah. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
It's all
that's
good.
A good program.
Yeah, this I looked it up. 25,000 students in Auburn, Alabama, and this is just, you know, awesome. You know, I'm just really, really happy to have Auburn, Alabama. And I guess there's a Opelika. What was that? Opelika. Opelika, Alabama has also covered this station. It has quite a wide coverage. And
cool.
They're going to be. Hey, don't forget, I'm going to be in Alabama soon. So, Zach, everywhere I go, a lot of times the stations grab me and interview me. I was back in. Remember, we were back in Salem and Medford and. They interviewed me. What a great! I just wish I remember all the names.
Not of Alabama, but Oregon.
Oregon, that's exactly right. And we're all up and down the Georgia coast. Do we vote for Georgia when they play? Because we're all throughout Georgia, or not? Or are we still just stick with Auburn right now? We better look. We might even be in. Where's Alabama? I think. Are we in? Oh, Denise is saying yes.
Yes.
Are we right next to Alabama, the school too?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember what the...
What city is Alabama in?
I don't remember. And you know what? I walked out without my phone, so I can't look it up.
Oh, no.
Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on Earth. And remember, we lean on the sometimes informative show on Earth. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. Do not give... don't use us to give people legal advice. With the exception of what, Todd? At what time can they use Radio Law Talk...
to stump people.
Yeah, you're sitting around the dinner table, especially the holidays, and somebody pops up with one of those, you know, they say, well, you can come back at the, quote, they expert they're relying on. You can say, well, on Radio Law Talk, I heard this and this. You can also use it, if they're not savvy enough, you can use it when talking with your kids. But they can't be older than 5 or 6 years old.
Because they'll be on to you instantly.
Oh, yeah. They're more internet savvy, you know. They're the ones that would come back and say, hey, it's pronounced Opelika, you know, Alabama. And,
is it Opelika?
And they would know because, you know, they're the ones that look up the pronunciation guide, and, you know, kids.
How listen to say this. Alabama names.
Yeah. Listen, did you know this happened? I was at a water park, and two kids stopped me, they're employees, and said, dude, you're that TikTok, Instagram dude. I love your stuff. I'm going, yeah, okay. No, seriously, I got stopped, and they literally follow me all the time, these employees, apparently. So, Cal, I've gone from a D, I was, you know, not an A-caliber actor, but I'm from a D, maybe I'm a C now because they recognize
me. I think we'll call it a T because that's for TikTok. You're now a T-grade celebrity.
Well, I'm an Instagrammer celebrity.
Or Instagram,
too,
which whatever also, it is.
Remember, Cal, remember when we talked about this, that you're supposed to pump me up? I don't have to pump myself
I'm
up.
Sorry, you're an A-grade celebrity, there Fred. I'm so sorry. I'm sure awards will begin to pour in. And
Tom,
money. And
Tom,
money.
Tom, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I don't know if I can. I'm just, you know, there you go. Oh, Fred, he's up to a C.
That's
okay.
C.
Marvelous.
Look, I was
congratulations.
I was talking about T-shirts. Okay, so what happened is this weekend, let me tell you what happened. I was talking about our T-shirts, and people, I gave away some of our T-shirts, right? The T-shirts that say Radio Law Talk, Who Needs Law School, and also the Radio Law Talk, you know, when you're tired of what, politics radio, tune in to Radio Law
yep.
Talk. Because we are a politically neutral show. We do that. It's selfish, right? We're selfish because we want everybody to listen to us, right? And we have so many listeners. We just love everybody out there that follows our fun show. But I was thinking about, you know, throwing the T-shirts out. I have no idea why I was thinking about this. And as a person, you know, I'm a personal injury lawyer. And how many of you gone to those games? And by the way, the Sacramento Kings, we're based out of Sacramento, our studio. You know, we at one time sponsored the Kings, and we have a facility there that we go to, and they throw the shirts out, right?
Yes.
What do you see when they throw a shirt out? What happens? What happens in the audience?
People go
There's
nuts.
A scramble. There's
Melee.
A scramble.
There are no more relationships. There are no mothers, fathers, grandma. It's atomic elbows left and right. I'm getting that T-shirt.
Right.
That's what it is. It's like foul balls at a baseball game.
Or a church basketball game.
There you go. I don't care, Grandpa. You're taking a charge. I'm going to the hoop.
So, well, okay, let's back up. So when you're there and you see that, you see people knock over old grandmas. They jump over people. There's blood spurting everywhere, and you get the T-shirt, and it says Dick's Auto Shop.
You're thinking, oh boy, you know,
yeah. and like a $3 shirt. So I think what we're going to do from now on, we're going to throw out Radio Talk T-shirts and see what people do. We're gonna go to where are we going to go to throw these out?
We know, could do it at the Red Bluff High School Spartan football game.
No, Cal. I know where we're doing it.
All right, fine.
It's in Nevada. Tell me where we're going to do it, Nevada. Tell me where we're doing it, guys. You
it
know,
will be the only articles of clothing to be worn.
Elko. No. Elko. Where is it? Todd.
Burning Man.
Burning Man. We're still at Burning Man.
But nobody wears clothes at Burning Man.
Exactly.
That's what I said. It'd be the only articles of clothing worn at the venue.
Exactly.
I thought you were talking about Amargosa Valley.
Well, that could be true for the Amargosa Valley as well.
Those of you who don't know, our first 5 years ago when we started this broadcast, Amargosa Valley, we love the Amargosa Valley. There is an affiliate in Amargosa Valley, Nevada, that was our first affiliate. And we said, psh, there ain't nobody listening to Amargosa Valley. The phone rings, and we said, and one of our hosts says, I'll pay $20 if there's anybody listening from Amargosa Valley. And sure enough, Bill was on the line. He got $20. Oh, I had to pay the $20 and send out a T-shirt, and that's another story. We're going to be back. Keep your seatbelts on and tighten them because we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about the latest victory of the NCAA student athletes. By the way, guys, I nailed it, right? We talked about
sure
this before, and then we're going to talk about Denise talking about Britney Spears. We'll be back right after this.
And as we like to say in the radio business, hang on to your seat, but remember, you'll only need the edge. Radio Law Talk will continue in just a minute. You're paying for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge after this. This portion of Radio Law Talk brought to you by Strauss Naturals. Strauss Natural. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. I like the Amor Grosso Valley.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back. We're back. Man, you know what? We're going to have a fun time talking about Britney Spears and the latest victory of the NCAA student athletes. But, Cal, The reason people listen to Radio Law Talk nationwide, and actually worldwide, we've had, what, Switzerland, was it Switzerland it's called? And Austria, Canada.
Awesome.
The reason the world likes Radio Law Talk is case or no case. Roll it, Kevin.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Benjamin Hameen came to San Diego to negotiate a contract with the base, a military base there, for his rehabilitation company. When he picked up his rental car, he saw at the bottom of the bill an unexplained charge of $3.50 called a user fee. He said, but I'd never seen the charge before, never noticed it, we should say. So he began to nose around, picked up all of his old bills, and there it was, user fee, $3.50. He said, I'm renting a car. Is that not the user fee? Hello? Anyway, so then he began to look around and came to the understanding, based on his research, that Payless Car Rental, Dollar Rent-A-Car, Fox Rent, and Advantage Rent-A-Car all charge their customers a $3.50 fee for car rentals originating at the San Diego International Airport. I mean, he said, this doesn't seem right. So he looked around, said, that's like a tax, and I've never heard of this tax before. So he decided to call around and see if he could find somebody who could answer a question for him. And he sent some letters to the airport board, no answers from them, went to an attorney, waving the paper, and said, what's with this fee? I want to know, do I have a case or no case? And Todd Kuhnen, you get to start first. Does Mr. Hameen have a case?
You're just throwing me to the wolves here, Barry.
Well, it's your time
the first one. You know, let's go ahead and get the criminal law attorney to answer some contract dispute. You know, look, unless the fee is going to get somebody 25 to life, I really don't know squat. But I can pontificate with the best.
You can get them a deal. Is that what all your clients get, 25 to life?
Well, no, they don't. That's why I'm good at my job. Look, hey, law office of Todd Kuhnen, I'll litigate to your last nickel. So I think that there is a user fee, and I think that this is all a true scenario, and I absolutely think somebody would look at that and go, what the heck? And I also think that although this is a true scenario, it did not result in a case. So this is no case. It actually happened, but it never saw a courtroom or a filing.
Ms. Dirks, what say you? Do you believe this is a case or no case?
I'm not quite sure. I have to kind of talk through this. I mean, isn't it kind of a tax without representation?
Would
you say that again?
I said, isn't it a tax without representation?
Well, that's a great question, I think.
Hey, Cal, we don't care. We're live. Oh, we're technically, sorry. Turn us down. We're all really high. Can you turn us down a little bit?
Not from here. It's got to be happening on the little box.
Oh, Todd, side. Get on there. Get down underneath the table, Todd.
Allow me to reiterate what I said when asked the question. I'm a criminal law attorney. Unless this amp is going to get us 25 to life, I don't know what I'm doing.
What am I, a technician?
Okay.
Yes.
This could be a case because I do think there's a $3.50 charge user fee for renting vehicles out of San Diego Airport. I'm almost positive of it. The question is, what is it, and is it just merely a contract dispute? And if it's in the contract and he signed it, then he's a done dog. He's going to have to live with it. But if it isn't in the contract, then he has probably some momentum. So the question becomes, is it a it has to be a I don't know, a group filing, right? What
you mean
it called?
A class action?
Class action.
Oh, there we
Thank
go.
You.
We're brilliant lawyers.
Yes, it's the best to be a class action.
What's that thing called?
To make it
what
work.
Class action.
Yes.
Denise just gave a typical lawyer answer. It's either a case or it's not a case.
It depends.
And it depends. And if it is, it's either going to be on behalf of one person or a group of
Why
people.
Are we not sponsored by Depends yet, Cal? Isn't that your job? Depends should be sponsoring this show.
But we still don't have her final answer.
I'm going to say that it is no case.
Oh, she has to agree with me.
Oh, Mr. Penny.
All right, so here we go.
Now it's your opportunity.
So I could care less about the facts of this case, or I could care less about the law. I care about one thing and one thing only. How am I going to beat my two compadres? So I have to do the opposite what they say, you know, because I'm behind in points, right? Those of you who are first joining us from Auburn, Alabama, we love Auburn now. A case or no case, the first person to 50 points, the other hosts have to buy dinner. And by the way, you guys still owe me dinner for last time.
We're going to have to do a lunch.
We'll have to do lunch. And what's the score right now, Denise? All I care about is the score. It's about winning. I could care less about the law. Look, I just want to win. I hate losing. What is it?
Todd is 35.
Yeah.
You are 33.
Yep.
I'm 32.
Therefore,
Cal is 18.
But I have to skunk, in all fairness, okay. I have to skunk all three of them
right.
to get points.
All right, so here it is. My answer is the opposite of what they said. What did you guys say again?
No case.
I say it's a case, and the winner is going to be the guy because it's a excise tax or an illegal excise tax or a tax. And therefore, the winner is Mr.
Benjamin Hameen.
Ben Hameen.
You know what, Cal?
Oh, no, now you just said the name.
Oh, no.
You're stuck.
I know, I'm stuck. I'm going to stick with it. He was thinking about that when he was on the bathroom reading his books. I know that.
Hey.
You guys know, those of you who are first listening, we know where Cal's bathroom is, and there's books next to it, and he reads. So that's what it's from. All right, so that's what I'm going to stick to it. I don't really care.
I prefer to think of it as studying, but anyway.
All right, so after this, look, we're going to, Cal, don't tell us because we got 1 minute left to go. When we come back, we're going to find out what about case or no case. So we're going to get into the latest victory with the NCAA student athletes. I'm telling you, I nailed it. If you go back to our show at RadioLawTalk.com, we have all of our podcasts. It goes live, and then our computer people put it up on a podcast, and you can search topics in our website by a certain topic, and it'll find when we talked about it, what segment, et cetera, et cetera. We've got cool people doing our computers. And then we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Denise is going to do that. We'll be back after this.
If you stay there, there is more Radio Lock Talk coming up right here, either on your favorite radio station or where we stream live every Saturday at RadioLawTalk.com. We thank you for listening and invite you to stay tuned. There's more coming up.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, is calling for people who live in a building near the collapsed condo tower to relocate.
Chaplain Towers North is located a block away from the site of Thursday's deadly catastrophe, and like its sister structure, is a 12-story apartment building constructed in 1981. Authorities have not determined what caused the wing of the Chaplain Tower South to crumble to the ground, leaving at least 4 people dead and 159 unaccounted for. Derek Chauvin spoke briefly in court Friday ahead of his sentencing for George Floyd's murder last year.
But very briefly, though, I want to give my condolences to the Floyd family. There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Boys are weird. Oh, that's dumb.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Cal, you know what? I think we should tell everybody in Auburn, Alabama, that we've got the best kitty bumps in the world.
I think we do.
Kitty bump me. Yeah. Kitty bump me, dude. Seriously.
Well, you want to dig some up? Okay, here we go. Kitty bump me. Okay, let's see.
Number one kitty bump.
Show me the money. Can we stop now? This is no fun. Radio Law Talk.
I like that show. That's good. Poof, stop right there.
It's one of our best ones right there. That's
all right. Tell us who's the winner on Case or No Case, Cal.
Oh, you want to know that now? Okay.
Yeah, why not? I know I'm going to lose.
Let's see. All right, here we go. Remember, I reserve the right to change names every once in a while, so Ben Hameen obviously was a made-up name. But here's the simple fact. Case. Class action lawsuit regarding an illegal tax.
Yes! I love to win. I hate losing. You know
Denise had the instinct. You had it right there. It was right there, Denise. You had it. But,
I like Todd's looking down at his phone, not even looking up, man. Fred.
I hide my face in shame because I had the wrong answer.
this was a special tax to pay for the airport parking structure. Yes. But like most taxes, you know, one of my favorite phrases is, there's nothing so permanent as a temporary tax. For example, most people did not know that in most cell phone bills, until it was finally stopped a few years ago, you were paying a communications tax from the Spanish-American War on your cell phone bill, on all of your telephone bills, because the temporary tax. Oh, the government says, how much can we get from that temporary tax?
Temporary tax.
So did the guy win?
He won.
I get 2 points.
Guess what that means.
Due to the unlawful nature of the special tax, Enterprise and Hertz And so Hameen argued that the other car rental companies charged their customer. The
yes.
class action settlement phase is now open.
So essentially, he said, I can't pay this tax because it hurts.
Just clap for me.
Is that the most expensive tax? No, it may not be number one, but okay. Try harder.
Listen.
And you are now tied with Todd.
Good. All I care about is winning. I don't care about tying. Okay, here's the point. We're going to go into the NCAA. By the way, the NCAA, there's a ruling on the NCAA student-athletes. And by the way, those of you who don't know me, I do represent some NFL players. And current NFL players I talk to all the time. And I know a lot of NCAA football players that I've dealt with and helped with the legal issues, right? I have an opinion on this, and I wrote an article that came out. You guys saw that about maybe 6 weeks ago on this specific thing. So you can just type in Frederick Penny and do, NCAA, college athletes, and it'll pop up my article. So, but before I get to that, I had a friend of mine that we talked to I'm going to back up. I'm so disjointed today. We've got something special happening next Saturday. I'm not going to announce it now, but we're going to announce it next Saturday. We're going to go on a platform with our Radio Law Talk Live. We're nationally, we covered the nation, right, with our affiliates and our over-the-air radio, but we're going to go on an app live every single Saturday, and it's exciting. We're going to talk about it next. We're going to announce it next Saturday. But and by the way, Chris O'Sullivan out of Dallas, thank you for your work. He is our tech guy, and I always forget to thank him. You do a phenomenal job. I called him the other day on a tech issue, and he literally was counting down another national show while he was talking to me, so he does a great job. But Denise, a friend of mine wants to know about Britney Spears. So let's start with Britney Spears. Tell us what the setup is with Britney Spears and why this is so interesting. Because you do family law. You do this stuff all the time for a living. And you've been doing it 27 years? I don't know.
32.
Woo!
She's been doing it 32 years since she was the age of 5.
Good one.
There we go. All right. Had to get points on a radio show.
Rode her tricycle down the line for graduation.
Yes. Todd's single and trying to find a wife.
No, that first part of that is correct, not the latter.
Then he's wrong.
Okay. Britney Spears. After she got married to Kevin Federline, she had two children. She had a breakdown. I mean, nobody can deny that. It was very public. After that breakdown, her father stepped in and got her a conservatorship. And it was a voluntary conservatorship. And so with that conservatorship, that meant that her father could make financial decisions for her, medical decisions for her, and other type of decisions for her, because she conceded she was unable to do that by herself. And mainly, it was to keep people away from her that were trying to take advantage of her, because that was going on.
She was losing money, too, huh, Denise?
People were just hanging on and taking money.
Right
and left, and she wasn't able to really keep good boundaries, let's put it that way.
Right.
So this conservatorship has lasted for 13 years. And during that 13 years, she did a stunt in Vegas, and she, worked extremely hard.
Stunt or stint?
Stint.
Oh, is it a stint?
Which my wife saw.
Oh, she might have done it. She might have done a stunt or two. I mean, she does do a lot of dancing.
She does do a lot of aerobics.
A lot of high wire stuff or high height without a protective.
Had a residency contract at a famous hotel. Yeah, did well for herself.
Which is extremely grueling. Most people do that for 1 year, and they're just done, So she was working really hard and doing everything and kind of putting out there in the public that she was, okay, and everything was fine. Well, recently she told her attorneys in the conservatorship matter that she wants out. She wants out, and she wants out without having to do an evaluation. She doesn't want to have to be reevaluated medically to see whether or not she still should be under the conservatorship. Now, there's a procedural problem. We'll talk about that. And there's also, really, the conservatorship has some kind of formal technical details, but we'll just touch on those.
Yeah, those are boring. We don't want to bore
everybody. Kind of boring, but the reality of it is she did go publicly this week, and she did talk personally with the judge. It was by Zoom, but it was very, very compelling.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, if what is happening to her is true about some of the details of control in her life, then I do think that the conservatorship may have gone too far.
Well, didn't they, Denise? We talked about this earlier in our shows, I think quite some time ago. She was worried about her father being the conservator. And what they did is they brought in an accounting firm as a secondary one, right? Didn't they have two conservators of some sort?
Yes, they actually split the job.
Right.
And now her father's more conservative with person.
Right.
And they do have the professional that's more in line over the financial. But there really has not been any argument that financially she's getting taken advantage of, with the exception of her feeling like she is forced to be working,
right,
making money, and to pay everybody in this conservatorship,
right,
because everybody's getting a piece of her action, if you get it.
That's right. No, exactly. They got to get paid, and they get paid pretty well. It's not cheap. And but you have to admit, though, where she was before the conservatorship 12, 13 years ago, with almost not broke, but pretty close, getting broke, at least they've been able to save money for her, and she's worth apparently close to $50 million, 50 million now.
Yeah.
So it did kind of work, and like you said, Denise, I think you nailed it right on. The biggest issue, the behind-the-scenes thing, is what? It's hard for her to say no, and people were taking advantage of her, and that's why she was losing all her money. Hey, oh, you know, come on, dude, you got money. I see this with NFL players all the time. You know, you don't have to, you know, all these what are these new companies, Ancestry.com and stuff, you can go find your ancestors. You just have to become an NFL player. You'll find out who your ancestors are, and that's, you know, that's the easy way to do it, right?
Yeah, the one thing about the Britney Spears thing, people need to understand what this hearing that she testified at, what it was and what it was not.
Exactly.
This hearing that she testified at was a review, and it was a review of what was going on. What it was not, it was not a petition filed by Britney Spears to terminate the conservatorship. And as her attorney even said that after the hearing, I have yet to be directed by my client to file the petition to terminate the conservatorship. Now, she made her wishes known on the record when she was talking, but she still has yet to request that filing, that it be terminated. And she has indicated, I want it terminated without a review, but she still has to petition to have it terminated.
It's really, this is the procedural technicality. She wants it to, at least publicly, she wants it to be terminated. But she says for the first time this week, she found out she could file a petition to terminate it. Yet, if you look at the filings in her case, actually, she had been done declarations where she said she wants to reserve the right to petition to terminate in several different documents she filed with the court. So that was a little confusing. And there's one more part of this that makes me nervous for her, and I want to address that.
Okay, we'll address it briefly when we come back. But the most important thing that I'm worried about before we go to the break, if she does do this, what happens to the Free Britney people? They don't have a job anymore. We'll be back after this. Think about it.
Yeah, including the person who came down from Alaska to hold up a sign. This is critical.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Oh no, you're a whiner. Oh, stop it.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
So we were talking about conservatorships when we went into the break here, and I want to throw a two-pronged question to Denise. Two hallmarks of conservatorships are, one, they're supposed to be implemented with the least restrictive means possible, and protecting the basic human rights of the conservatee, the person, in this case it would be Britney Spears. So the question to you is, based upon what you heard in the phone call, what is your opinion about the least restrictive means possible and the protection of basic human rights if what Britney said was happening is indeed happening?
Well, the two-prong is over the person and then over the estate. That's really the two-prong. But you're right, they're not supposed to be so restrictive that they stop every single action and get to decide. The conservator doesn't get to decide every single issue for the conservatee. Some of the issues that should be left open for the conservatee is if they have the capacity still to decide to get married or to decide to procreate. And that's really the important part.
Sorry, when you say conservatee, conservator,
essentially,
what she's referring to is Britney Spears said, look, right, the conservator is not letting me go get the IUD removed so that I can have another baby. Now, having a child is
Or get married,
and having a child, deciding to get married, is a basic human right that's supposed to be protected in a conservatorship, and if what she says is true, they're not letting me get married, they're not letting me have a child,
Do you believe that that's protecting the basic human rights of her?
No, I don't. I don't think that may be in her best interest. Now, I understand the financial component is so much different for Brittany,
right.
Because if she gets married and if she has a child, then it does implicate her finances as well.
I didn't mean to be boring to you. It's just the conservator, conservatee, the that's when you get tired.
All you have to do is say this. Brittany's bio clock is ticking, and it's the only thing she can hear.
Wow.
Right?
Well, she should be listening to it.
Hell, you should have dumped that. You had the dump button.
But isn't that true? I mean, would it not appear to be when she says, "I can't even have a baby. I got this thing."
I think she's got a great point. Honestly,
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
How old is she? She's late 30s. She's 39.
Ooh. Yes, she's on the cusp. Yeah.
You know,
Todd's been on the cusp for a long time, Todd.
Yeah, my biological clock isn't ticking. My biological clock is in permanent snooze mode. Don't worry about that.
Because you have cats and you show people your cats on your bed and the bed. He put a post
on best deterrent from people that want to set me up all the time. I got all these, you're single. I have a friend for you. And it's like, what do we have in common? You're both single. So I post a couple of pictures of me with a cat, and you know what? It kills all. I don't hear from people for a year.
It's not the cat. It's the cats on your bed and the bed all messed up and just they're all. It's like they're living there. Okay. And you didn't even do your. You didn't make your bed up.
Icing on the cake. But back to Britney Spears and conservatorships.
There's two things that I want to say, and this is really important. The first thing is, even though it started as a voluntary conservatorship, it doesn't stay voluntary. She can't just end it for any reason. She has to. She actually has a burden of proof to show that she is competent and that she has to then petition the court and she has to be evaluated and show that she is competent to take over.
She doesn't want to be evaluated.
And that's one of the biggest things there. And she did not file the petition yet either. So that's the one big thing. The second big thing for her is that she has to show that she can manage her own affairs. She has to be able to manage her own finances. She's going to have to manage her own personal life. Personal life is easier.
She doesn't want to have an affair. She wants to get married. Sorry, bad joke.
Well, my question is, can the court come back to her and say, okay, on the personal affairs, we'll let you do that. But on the money, we're going to maintain control with a conservator. Does that kind of stuff happen?
And yeah, it can happen. That's exactly it, because that's the two-prong issue. There's over the person or over the estate.
I am
concerned about Brittany for one more reason.
Oh, what's that?
And that is because she made a comment. She was talking about having to have this discussion in open court so that everybody can hear. And one of the attorneys was being protective of her, as they're supposed to be. That was her dad's attorney. He said, I want to seal the record and the transcript on anything that discusses her medical records.
Oh,
and Brittany did not understand that. And she said, no, this has to be all out in open court. And that, to me, made me worried for Brittany.
Oh, yeah. You don't want your medical stuff out there. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that could be very tough. I think the thing that people need to remember about conservatorships is, essentially, they exist primarily for people that are incapable of making decisions. Like, you get somebody that's old, they're at the age where they cannot make decisions from themselves, or somebody that's born with a mental disability that prevents them from making decisions. There's a difference between somebody that is incapable of making a decision and somebody that just makes stupid choices. And conservatorships are not meant to guard against the latter. People have the freedom to be wise with their money and to do that judiciously. They also have the freedom to screw up and to make mistakes and to be foolish with how they spend the money. Just be stupid.
Yeah.
And conservatorships, in my opinion, go too far when they try to protect against somebody from making a mistake or being dumb with their money or life choices or whatever. It's about incapacity, not questioning the wisdom of somebody's choices. So,
yeah, that's true.
I'll get off my soapbox and go
all
feed my cats
now.
Let's
move on. Let's move on.
Wait, I just got served with a conservatorship notice from my wife. What's this about? Okay, maybe
and that's one thing that's a no-no is to have a conservatorship, have the wife or the husband get the conservatorship over the other spouse if they're going through a divorce.
Boy, if I have a conservatorship, do I have to vote Republican? No, conservatorship is different than conservative. Don't get the two confused.
A liberalship or a conservatorship?
It's a liberalship. That's what Denise is.
That's my ship.
I'm going to get a liberal ship. All the money needs to be given to... Redistribution of the wealth.
We're already off
Save
the rails.
Save the
pets. Off the rails. All right, look, you know, I've got a story. You know, I've represented a number of NFL players, and I still do actually represent some NFL players. And I've been with them during the college period, and I actually like to help them find a good agent. I am not an agent. People go, man, you're an agent. No, I'm not. I'm a lawyer. I have a law firm that's a successful firm out of California, and that's Penny Associates, and then a needless plug. But here's
and then he's got some really good friends.
Yes,
I guess. But is an agent a specific thing? I mean, is that something that you go to extra classes for and stuff, or how does that work?
No, but I want to go on with my story, Cal.
No, go ahead. I was just wondering. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You can tell me later.
Cal, I can't think of things off the side, Cal.
So you represent some NFL players, and Cal interrupts me.
I'm trying to get through the story.
Redirection.
Anyway, don't forget, these colleges make a lot of money. So I'm talking football player. $1,500 a month is what their stipend is to live. They get a living stipend. And don't forget, they have to pay for their health. They have to pay for their apartment. Because a lot of times they say, oh, you can go in the dorms. If you're a junior or senior, you're not sitting in the dorms with the freshmen, right? You got to pay for your car payment, your food. Oh, yeah, they get food. And they get an education. Let me tell you, yes, they get an education. But the percentages are, I don't have it in front of you. And by the way, I'm writing an article, another selfless plug, and the article's coming out next week on this case we're going to talk about, and this the NCAA compensation fight here. And what you will find is these guys are struggling, and gals. Mm-hmm. They struggle. And that's the football players. I'm not talking about the track person or the swimmer, you know, that really has to struggle.
Ladies lacrosse.
They really struggle. But the thing is here's why I'm arguing football. Billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars are made by those colleges and universities, and yet the percentage of these, let's just go football, athletes that make it to the NFL, around one, I don't remember the exact, it's about 1%, right? Make it to the NFL. So they beat their bodies, and the rest of their life they're limping, they're getting surgeries. For what, right? For what? And their likeness is being used, and the colleges are making tons of money on it. I know we're not political, but it used to irritate me to see the money that these colleges were pulling down on these kids that are getting beat up. And
it's
then
not just the colleges, though. It's also NCAA making
money. That's exactly right. NCAA is making tons of money. They're making millions. I mean, some coaches are making $11, $12 million a year, and the kids are struggling and starving to death. So the United States Supreme Court came down with a ruling that is, by the way, just the beginning. Everyone's like, oh, it's not a complete victory. But I'll tell you right now, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch threw some softballs out to the NCAA saying, you better watch out. This is what we're going to do. This has been 1 hour of Radio Law Talk. I know it might be too much for some of you, but it's we go 2 more hours. Todd's got his deodorant on. I'm putting the breath mints in, and then we're ready to go for 2 more hours. I'm Frederick Penny, your host. Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up in about 6 minutes on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. We'll be right back. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.